Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast with the forecast for the Gemini new moon right away. And in fact, it is right away on Monday, the 26th at 11:02 p.m. is when it comes in. And this is one of the first of the lunar events where there is some actual support being seen for the new moon. And it is in the sign that Gemini rules, and so is Mercury. Mercury is at 2 degrees of Gemini for this lunation, so it is conjunct the new moon at 6 degrees of Gemini. So there is a large emphasis on our thoughts and our communications and the desire to get information and to understand things that are going on. So we've got Pluto at 3 degrees of Aquarius retrograding. That factors in a positive way. That's a trine, which is the easy flow of the aspects. And so we can satisfy that need with going on to the electronic media. And we can also put our thoughts on a review of what's been changing over the last year with Pluto in Aquarius in terms of our experience of group affiliations, friendships, and our hopes and goals for the future. We can also look at what's been changing in terms of the electronic media and the emphasis on energy, different kinds of energy, some helpful, some not so. And there we are also finding that as this takes place, Saturn is at 0 degrees of Aries. It went in on Saturday. And Neptune is at 1 degree of Aries. So they are in orb of conjunction in their new placements in fire. And this is also forming a sextile energy, Aries to Gemini. So this is a helpful connect for our imaginings of what we'd like to start anew in the next lunar cycle, because every new moon we are able to sit and contemplate and then set our intentions. And we're getting helped by this idea of looking towards new action, new activity. The ending of a karmic cycle, some would say, took place, and the entry into a new karmic cycle. So, this may be something to have on your mind, for your intention setting, especially again in the realm of how we interact with others. And as this little pair here, Saturn, Neptune, and Aries, also sextiles Pluto and Aquarius, you know, what can we see changing about how we deal with those areas of group affiliation and friendships and also our plans for the future? You know, hopefully in life, we learn lessons, and that's what Saturn is very much concerned with. That is the taskmaster. That's the school that you must go to, whether you like it or not. And you must learn lessons. And lessons of self and how self is acting in the world is a good way of looking at Saturn and Aries. You know, having to contemplate the wisdom, because Saturn is very concerned with doing things in a wise way that will achieve goals. What are our actions showing us? is there something we need to alter about how we go after things or go about things or even what we think of ourselves? And Neptune being there could suggest that perhaps a little grounding and meditation could get us a little clearer about the focus and the action and what we think of ourselves. So this is a very interesting new moon to come right after these two planets have entered Aries and a new cycle begins. What we also have is the Mars energy at 18 degrees of Leo. That isn't quite in orb of the moon, a little too far away from the new moon, but it is still in the orb of trine to Venus in Aries. So there's a lot of energy still out there for us to be in a sense of adventure. Both of those planets in their easy flow trine, Mars loves entertainment. It's courageous in its, fight for the right of, who's in my family and my kingdom. But also Venus is in Aries, so she's receiving partially Mars, the rules Aries, and she's ready for the new adventures. And she's sitting with Okiro, who is the centaur child of Kariklo and Chiron. Chiron happens to be there with this group too. He's at 25. So we can tune in, even though, Venus in Aries is, pretty fast and quick. This is suggesting that we could foresee, and we could also foresee how all of this could work for our personal benefit in learning how to be positive in the Aries mode, which can sometimes get activated in a negative way, and we call that anger and war and, destruction, violence, and things like that. But this individuated self is a big focus now with Saturn and Neptune also in Aries, and they're sitting with Ceres, who is one of the mother energies, one of the nurturing energies. Aries has that quality of protecting and defending. And so we can also see where and how to do that in a positive way and what we might foresee about how our actions will result, what they will result in. Now that group with Venus is in orb of a sextile to Jupiter in Gemini. Jupiter's going to leave us very soon, moving into Cancer. So Gemini, these are your last weeks of being in the expansive mind. The movement into Cancer is going to move us deeper into the feelings and the water realm, right? So this is the air realm, Gemini, and it has brought us a lot of information, and some will look back and say, yes, a lot of my perceptions have been expanded, and I am seeing things more clearly now. And because of that, I may have made some major changes in certain areas of my life. One of the reasons we can see this right in the new moon chart is because Jupiter is trine Kariklo and Pallas Athena. So we're learning the use of our ability to be a wisdom warrior with Pallas, and we're able to shapeshift our issues and identities for something that will be more positive when Kariklo is involved. So again, this is one of the most positive lunar events I have seen in quite a while, which isn't to say that everything is going to be positive, because, you know, we do have Jupiter still squaring the nodal axis, so a lot of attention on the mind and thinking and gathering information and communicating is also perhaps the step we need in order to balance out the need to lift up our Virgo qualities of, you know, perfectionism and, you know, feeling that we have the right judgment, and the need to look further inward with the North Node in Pisces to be able to sense and feel the right direction. So there's a little bit of challenging conflict there, but really, just put yourself into a seat and get those intentions, because this is so well supported and, you know, moving forward. And so that's what I'd like to tell you about the 6 degree of Gemini new moon. Now, it's also going to cause that shift and change to take place, that new cycle for the Gemini issue, in the house where this 6 degrees of Gemini lives for the moment, right? For the chart itself. So that is a good thing to know, because where the house is, like in the chart set for Washington, D.C., we're looking at the fact that Vesta is on the midheaven, Vestal Virgin and Scorpio. So there's a lot of energy going into what we hold dear and defending what we hold dear. And the new moon takes place in self-expression and creative ideals. And so we're looking at that if we happen to be in a place in our own life where this would be fifth house for you. You would probably have Capricorn rising or something close to Capricorn rising for that to happen in your birth chart. But the other houses have their own issues. And also this is there's something going on with the Department of Education right now. And there's a lot of emphasis in that third house with Saturn, Neptune, Venus, and some centaurs. And, you know, this is somebody is wanting to get rid of it. Others are wanting to protect and defend the education of their children, which is also fifth house. It's about parenting and our creations of self, which are also children. So again, where is it for you? That's where you're going to see a really positive ability to make those intentions happen. And now I will move on to the week, which is from Monday the 26th, which is our Memorial Day holiday here in the United States, with that new moon coming in at 11:02 p.m. So the energy's been a little bit lower, you know, a little more peaceful, and that could maybe be a good thing. For holidays, though, we sort of, you know, like a little more razzle-dazzle. But we are going to see, a couple of planetary connections and just now the movement of the energy of the moon and the aspects of the week ahead. So on that Monday at 9:52 a.m., the moon in Taurus is still with us and it joins Uranus. So there's been some surprise, some shift, some change. Taurus is not that fond of that. We see that maybe it has to do with finance, or values, or There could have been a geophysical event, because when is there not one? Same way we look at it these days. So it's a little bit of a, you know, issue for the morning. And everybody might not be on board, for instance, with the changes. But the moon will go void, of course, and peace will be restored with Taurus energy for the moon in void, of course, until it enters Gemini at 1:21 p.m. And now, this is a positive flow. The whole day till the new moon is full of the sextiles and the conjunction to Mercury and more sextiles that we spoke of that are in the new moon. So it's a very easy day to communicate, to play, to have your activities going well, right? And then after the new moon, we have also still got a wonderful flow for the moon in Gemini. This is also going to include Mercury's trine to Pluto in Aquarius until 1:56 p.m. on Tuesday. So you can have really good experiences looking and thinking about, again, those changes that have taken place and how you want to go forward in the future. And the moon is going into a sextile to Mars in Leo until 7:35 p.m. Now, that makes Tuesday a great day if you have to travel back from the festivities. You'll have an easy time if you travel on Tuesday, because it'll also be a time that you're up for a little bit of fun. So maybe on your way home, you might give yourself a little detour. Gemini loves those. Go to that little street you never walked down on that town before and see what's there. The curious Gemini mind is ready to do those things and have fun. And then the moon in Gemini is sextile Venus in Aries until 11:21 p.m. And so that's where you might have, you know, some romantic exchange, words of love. And again, another great aspect to finish out the transit of the Gemini moon, the conjunction to Jupiter at 9:01 a.m. on Wednesday. So, yay! However, I hate to tell you, when the moon enters Cancer at 1:33 p.m., that is going to bring squares right away with the planets in Aries that just went in. So moon square Saturn in Aries is at 1:59 p.m., very quick after this because it said 0 degrees, right? So this is also going to move into a square to Neptune in Aries a little later in the day, 4:31 p.m. So there is this instinctive need for the moon in Cancer to feel emotional security and physical security in a home with a family. You know, that's, you know, having nourishment and all everything we need. And Saturn is, you know, going to be busy looking at individuality issues, right? So that doesn't really work as well. And there may be something that doesn't go along with the desires of the moon, 1:59 p.m. And then there's the confusion that follows. I don't know how to act. I'm not sure what's going on. What does this mean? Because the moon is square Neptune, 4:31 p.m. So, you know, it's always the moon's energies are going to be supported or not so supported, depending on where the planets are. And in the other cardinal signs, it isn't always helpful for a moon in the cardinal sign, and that is what Cancer is. So, moving on, though, there will be a Sun-Mercury conjunction, and that's not until 12:13 a.m. on Friday. And that's where we sometimes over-identify with what we think. You know, I think, therefore, I am. Well, that's, you know, I mean, somebody said that. I think there are other reasons that you could find that you are without thinking. But there is that, again, over-identification. So it's difficult for conversations because everybody's very sure that they are what they think, so that it won't be as congenial unless you're all thinking the same thing. But there's no lunar aspect after that Neptune square until the moon squares Venus in Aries at 4:45 a.m. on Friday. So you may feel as you go through Thursday that there are no obstacles and this and that. And you might not really feel until later in the evening that it's possible that what I want is going to be challenged by someone who, again, in Aries, when we have the squares from Aries to Cancer, it's a issue of, like, I want my cozy family around me. And I'm going out by myself. You know, I'm doing something new and different. I don't want to do that. So this is, you know, on the way, but it completes at 4:45 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Friday the 30th. And then the moon in Cancer may be thinking better of it and decide that, okay, a little change might be good. Even, you know, okay, we'll go to the new restaurant because it's sextile Uranus and Taurus. I'll give it a try. I'll give that cuisine a try. I'll be looking for things that help me stay secure in terms of my finance and my home. And that is probably going to be found. 12:50 p.m. on Friday is when that completes. And then there's a void, of course, for the Cancer moon until the moon enters Leo at 4:17 p.m. And now that is an instant trine experience because the fire sign of Leo is going to trine the fire sign of Aries. So first it's a moon trine Saturn, and then it's a moon trine Neptune. And that Saturn one is at 5 p.m. So we get some structure about what we want to do in terms of entertainment. We expand into the experience of creativity with the Neptune trine, 7:31 p.m. But moon will oppose retrograde Pluto in Aquarius now, and that's until 10:43 p.m. So the best thing to do is not get into it about plans for the future. You know, this isn't the time to make them or discuss them. After 10:43 p.m. on Friday, Moon in Leo is headed for a sextile to the Sun in Gemini, which will come in exact at 10:46 a.m. Eastern on Saturday. So Saturday begins on a very congenial note. Both playful signs are ready to have some fun on Saturday. And the Moon in Leo will move to sextile Mercury in Gemini until 2:38 p.m. So there's that adventurous, let's, you know, okay, we always go here when we go here, so let's try this, or let's try the town beyond that, or let's, you know, go into that store, those kinds of things. And enjoyment is the key, right? And the next aspect is the conjunction to Mars in Leo. It doesn't come in until 6:41 a.m. on Sunday, which is the first day of June. And this is going to be felt more as we get closer to it. So Moon-Mars conjunction can, you know, really tip the I must be the authority in the situation to a high level. And it can be, you know, a kind of dramatic. And if things aren't going someone's way, it could be kind of an argument, volatile situation, 6:41 a.m. All right. And then when we're up and around and moving, we have a good aspect coming in, Moon in Leo trine, Venus in Aries until 2:52 p.m., which brings in, again, both people wanting to enjoy and explore, and adventures are just fine. Let's do it. Okay, but the moon is going to square Uranus in Taurus at 7:32 p.m. And this could be an explosive moment of discord. It could also be just a challenge about differences in finance, or, you know, how you want to spend the evening or what you want to eat or, you know, things like that. But it's the fixed signs when they square off or oppose each other are not likely to give in. It's very difficult to come to the middle for the fixed signs. That's what fixed means. I've got it and I'm holding on. So just be aware of that. And there can also be a sudden surprising thing that occurs. So, you know, stay aware during that time, especially if you're out and about at the time, 7:32 p.m. in Eastern Daylight. You can change it for your own location. Somebody might do something that's jarring, or something happens in the world. However, we end Moon in Leo transit with a sextile to Jupiter in Gemini 6 minutes later. So whatever happens, whatever was said, it seems to work out. Moon in Leo is back in good humor and having a nice, fun experience with conversations. And that is what goes into the void of course phase. The moon will enter Virgo at 11 p.m. on Sunday the 1st, and there will be no aspect exact until just a little bit more than 24 hours, which is Monday, when the moon will square. The Virgo moon will square the sun in Gemini. And this whole week with the new moon at the beginning has been in the waxing first quarter, the waxing crescent moon, right? And we know that that means we're looking at those intentions. And while this week is going on, we're trying to see where the best place to plant the seeds will be. And we start planting as we get closer to that square from the moon to the sun, which will bring us to the second quarter phase on Monday, where we start to nurture our plants, fertilize the seeds, fertilize the plants, and start gathering tools and contacts and information, because we're headed for the full moon, which is going to be on Wednesday, the 11th of June, in Sagittarius, 20 degrees, okay? So that's the flow, and that's the week, and I'm so glad that we can start out with such a positive new moon, and I think we can all breathe a sigh of relief on some level, and just be positive. You know, one of the things I always say to myself, what would you rather see than this? Instead of looking at what's wrong, because there's so much, there's too much, right? I mean, you could spend the whole day in cataloging all of that with the sun in Gemini, particularly because that's where cataloging takes place. Just keep looking for what you'd rather see. Just keep seeing that. That is your power. That is your ability. So, with that said, I'll wish you all the best, and I'll say goodbye for now.